Maynard, brother and sister. Maine, November, 1867. Dear brother and sister Maynard, here we are sitting by the New England fireplace at my sister's in the state of Maine. We have just arisen from prayers. They have so much to say that I can hardly get time to write you before we must get in our carriage to return. I would say I am glad, very glad, my Willie is with you. I have confidence that you will do well by him in making him feel at home with you. He is such an independent-minded boy and so extremely sensitive that I should feel very anxious were he in any other family. You seem to understand him so well. I am anxious that Willie should have warm clothing. His flannel shirts need the sleeves pieced down. They are too short. I have in our house cloth, black and white plaid, for pants. His patterns are in the bureau drawer. There are 3 yards of gray cloth for a good, warm, decent overcoat. Get Sister Savage to make it after it is cut by a tailor. Get William's wife to knit him mittens and warm stockings if he needs them. In a box in the clothes press in the chamber, there are, I think, stockings for Willie. I want that he should lack for nothing to make him comfortable. The gray cloth is in the open chamber in a chest. There you will find flannel for lining, I think, in the same chest. You have children enough to care for without having my Willie, but the Lord will bless you for your efforts while we are engaged in his work. We should so rejoice to be at home, but we must not study our pleasure or our ease, but the will of God. May the Lord bless your children, especially Betsy, and give her strength and grace to do the will of God, to study to have the approving smile of her dear Savior, and to lay up a treasure in heaven. I find I have a testimony for this people, and no one can have that influence for them that we can. We know just where to take hold and what to do. We may remain much of the winter, or may be home in a few weeks. Cannot determine exactly in regard to matters. I wish I had time and could write more fully. You will learn something of our meetings by reading the paper. I was sad to read that in regard to Sarah. According to your request, I wrote her before leaving Michigan some 6 pages of notepaper, making as strong appeals to her as I could. Poor, foolish woman! Can't you see her and entreat of her? Get Sister Fargo to go see her. Try to save her if you can. I sent home some plaid cloth to make Willie's shirts if his old ones were too small and not warm enough. We sent him a Bible. Did he get it? I sent him 2 good books. Well, I will close and write again more fully. In much love, your sister. Postscript. We will settle all bills when we return to you.